So I'd like to move into our first order of business. I call this meeting to order at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, May 3rd, 2017 in the Joe Crowley Student Union Room 320. I'd like to move into our second order. It would be roll call.
Senator Becker?
Present.
Senator Bussman?
Bussman is absent, excused. He's going to be departing from the committee.
Senator Lippe?
Present.
Senator Sarwar?
Present.
Senator Smith?
Present.
Senator Sullivan?
Absent, excused.
Senator Toole?
Tardy, excused.
Quorum is present.
Alrighty. So I'd like to move on to our third order of business, public comments. I think the former slash current director of legislative affairs will be here, maybe for the second public comment. And for I'd like to skip the fourth order of business and the fifth order of business, the minutes and old business, and move to our sixth order of business, which is new business. The first order would be the election of a vice chair. Is there anybody present that would like to run for the vice chair of the Committee of Public Affairs? If not, I'm just going to move to put that to the next meeting. Do I have to vote on that, or can I just make that decision myself?
You can make it yourself.
I can? Okay. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to move to have the election of a vice chair for the Committee of Public Affairs to our next meeting next Wednesday. And if it is okay, I would like to move back to our third order of business, public comment.
Hi, guys. So I'm sorry I'm late. For those of you guys that don't know, my name is Veronica. I'm currently the Director of Legislative Affairs. I have served for the 84th session. So as you guys probably know, on public affairs, you guys are going to work a great deal with legislative affairs. So essentially what happens is that public affairs has to be the alliance between legislative affairs and Senate. So what's going to happen is that the director of legislative affairs and their department is going to be tracking legislation all year, because even though it's an off legislative year, we still have like midterm elections, that kind of stuff, and the Senate still meets like special sessions and whatnot. So the director of legislative affairs handles all of them. So they're already going to know what's going through the Senate, and then when they meet with you guys on a weekly basis, are you guys doing weekly or bi-weekly?
I'd prefer to do weekly, but I guess it's going to be once we decide who the director is, we'll decide that.
Okay. So hopefully weekly, you guys will meet with the director of legislative affairs. They'll come to your meeting and they'll say, okay, this is what we're tracking, this is what's happening currently within our community. And then you guys can say, okay, cool, let's pull from that. So obviously your guys' job is to vet fully that those pieces of legislation. So if the director says, hey, these three things are going to be coming through the Nevada State Assembly or the Senate this upcoming week, then you guys can look at those three issues and you can say, okay, does guns and cars on campus affect our students? And then you guys have to be the decision makers on that. So you have to say, yes, it does affect us. So we want to make sure that we bring in legislation and we talk about it as a Senate body, because again, you guys are representing the student voice. But if you guys get a piece of legislation, if we say, hey guys, homeowners associations, then you guys can say, you know what, like, we're not going to take that to Senate because we don't think that's pertinent to student body. So you guys decide what you guys want to take as far as legislation is concerned to the Senate body, and then from there, everybody has the open discussion. Hopefully they speak with their constituents and they figure out how they feel. But whenever we draft pieces of legislation to go through Senate to get approved for the Director of Legislative Affairs, it goes through you guys. So sometimes it can be kind of a quick process because we don't always have the most warning on pieces of legislation coming through. So it's kind of a difficult position being in public affairs, only because dealing with public elected officials is a wishy-washy situation. It's always changing. So if somebody makes a different move, then we have to like, be able to like, write legislation or write opinions based off of what happened within our community and our state. And then the last part of what public affairs and the Director of Legislative Affairs and the Legislative Affairs Department does is, so let's say we have legislation on campus carry, which has happened before, it will most likely happen. If I am the Director of Legislative Affairs and I'm going to go down to the State Assembly and the State Assembly and discuss the student opinion on those issues, preferably what needs to happen is we need to have legislation already written. Because that way I can go there and say, hey, this is the student opinion. So
there's any time to ask the director questions, this is probably the best time. But I'm sure she's more than happy to answer any questions. Totally fine. Any questions though?
And then just when you guys are looking at the different nominees for this position, you guys just want to mainly make sure that they're knowledgeable in state happenings. So this evening, you want to know that they know that there's legislation that pertains to education or that pertains to higher education. They have to be knowledgeable in the current way that we have our bicameral system set up. So again, they are students serving the university, but it's kind of more of an external liaison.
And if you guys have no more further questions, thank you so much for your public comment, Director Charles. I'd like it to let it be known that Senator Toole entered the room at 4:03, tardy excused. And with that, if there's no more public comments, I would like to move into back to our sixth order of business, which is new business Section B, committee goals. I'd like to discuss briefly any goals that you guys may have for our committee, whether it's bringing new ideas to the table, a certain residual time, weekly or monthly, from every senator, or if you guys have any suggestions on improving communication and transparency throughout our department, anything?
I'm just like really making
Senator Sala.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm so
okay.
Sorry.
No, totally fine.
Just really making sure that we coordinate with the Department of Legislative Affairs and make sure that they're tracking all of the legislation, because I was at the legislature on Sala, some other people I talked to before said that I think both departments, like us and then Legislative Affairs, need to work really closely together in order to make sure that like, both sides we have great legislation being produced, and then also they're up to date with the legislation.
That's totally fine. And thank you for your comments, Senator Sarwell. And I'd like to make a quick point too. There's more positions to the director of legislative affairs department other than the director. There's policy analysts.
Right.
And
we're working with like that whole team.
No, certainly. Yeah, and if I can, I mean, I'd prefer to have more than just the director here sit on some meetings. Maybe have the director sit on our public affairs meeting every meeting, and then having the policy analysts and like the top three personnel from their department sit in biweekly or possibly monthly. I think that'd be advantageous just to make sure that we're all on the same page. Do you guys have any more suggestions for goals for our committee? Another very brief thought that I had, if you'll allow me to vent my thoughts, were maybe that from our committee, if there are certain pieces of legislation that we're not finding the Department of Legislative Affairs bring to our table during meetings, please be more than happy to input your suggestion on different pieces of legislative affairs, because be it known that I believe, if I'm not incorrect, that we can also bring legislation to our committee for us to write resolutions on. It doesn't have to always come from the Department of Legislative Affairs, so just keep that in mind when we're creating resolutions and trying to write legislation. So, if there aren't any more ideas for our committee goals, I would like to move into our seventh order of business, which is public comment. Okay. And just before I move into our eighth order of business adjournment, I'd just like to let it be known that I would really like for there to be a vice chair for the Public Affairs Committee. If you guys have any questions about what kind of responsibilities that will entail or what I would like to see in a vice chair, I'm very flexible with the responsibilities. I'm more than happy to share whatever information that there may be on that position. So if you have any questions, please feel free to contact me. And if there isn't anything else, I would like to move into our eighth order of business adjournment. I'd like to adjourn this meeting at 4:10 p.m. on Wednesday, May 3rd, 2017.